Visioning is the most powerful and effective motivator for positive change. And here's why. When we vision, we create clarity on what we want and what we are moving toward. You work hard in your business. On the Profit by Design podcast, we ask the big question: what has your business done for you lately? Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Starling, the business psychologist, the author of How to Hire the Best, and your co-host on the Profit by Design podcast. Weekly, my co-host, Mike Bruno, and I bring you tips, tools, and strategies from our own experiences and from the experiences of our guests who are entrepreneurial thought leaders and real-life entrepreneurs, all to support you in making intentionally profitable and sustainable business decisions to live the lifestyle you desire. At Tap the Potential, we know you're longing to be freed from the constant demands of your business. You need a business that supports your life. And the problem is your business is taking over your life, leaving you frustrated and discouraged. We get it. At Tap the Potential, we believe work supports life, not the other way around. We understand you're paying a team and most likely you're still having to do it all. There should be accountability. It should not be this hard, which is why through our proprietary coaching system, we help thousands of business owners like you have more time for what's important to them and grow profit by 300 to 800%. Here's how we do it. Start by taking our assessment at tapthepotential.com/assessment. You'll get an overview of your current quality of life as it relates to your business and next steps needed in your business to improve your quality of life while strengthening your business. Next, meet with our success team lead to debrief your results. Then, join our Better Business, Better Life program. By the end of your first year with us, you will have more time for what matters to you and more money in your bank account than you've ever had before. So, if you're ready to take your life back, the next step is to take our assessment at tapthepotential.com/assessment. Profit designers, at Tap the Potential, we are on a mission right now to be a positive force in social media during trying times for all of us entrepreneurs. In that regard, I would love it if you could help us out. We really want to get behind any of you who are doing good things in your communities, showing up and leading with love. If you are doing something to keep your team together during this time and you're sharing it in social media, or you come across another entrepreneur who is being a gift from their gift in some way that you notice, please use the hashtags #LeadWithLove and be a gift. Our team at Tap the Potential is on the lookout in social media for those hashtags, and we will be reposting those social media posts from the Tap the Potential social media. Let's all lead with love, be a gift, and shine bright during these trying times. Profit designers, today we're going to have some fun. This episode is all about designing your compelling business vision to support your life. Now, this episode is part three of a four-part series here on the Profit by Design podcast, and this is our strategic planning series. If you have not listened to part one and two of the series, I encourage you to do that before you dive into what I'll be sharing here with you today on the podcast. And if you haven't already done so, the most important place to start is to get a pulse on where you are with things currently, both with respect to your own well-being as an entrepreneur and how healthy your business is and how well your business is supporting your quality of life. You can do that by taking our free assessment at tapthepotential.com/assessment. Everything that I'll be sharing with you on today's episode is contained in our strategic planning workbook that we've created for you. You can download that at tapthepotential.com/plan. Today, we're going to be talking about designing your compelling business vision that gives you a higher quality of life in the year ahead. Visioning is the most powerful and effective motivator for positive change. And here's why. When we vision, we create clarity on what we want and what we are moving toward. As my friend and colleague John Bates says, visioning is about designing the future we're living into, not our past. And when we vision, we don't need to know how we're going to create the things that we vision. We need to trust that the how will appear. And one of the reasons that we don't want to focus on the how just yet, we will get into that. But when we're visioning, we really want to just focus on the what it is that we want to experience and why it's so important to us. The reason we don't focus on the how is that there are outside events and circumstances that can come along and can impact how we go about doing things. And so we may have to change the how as we go. But the beautiful thing about having a vision is it becomes a filter to help us make decisions. So if you look in your workbook, there's an image of the survival trap. And the survival trap is what we do on a regular basis as entrepreneurs. We can get very much in the weeds of our business and we make decisions and choices that help get us through the moment or the given day or the given week, but they don't necessarily move us closer to our vision. And in fact, when you look at the trajectory of those decisions and you follow them out over time, they can actually take us very far off course away from our vision. So we want to always have a clear, compelling vision in mind of what we're moving towards. And then use that as a filter when we're having to make decisions on a daily or weekly or monthly basis in our business and look at, okay, we may need to shift gears with the how that we accomplish things, but we're going to look at opportunities that we have in front of us. We have some challenges in front of us right now, and how can we turn these challenges into opportunities that move us further along our path and give us a more direct path to achieving our compelling vision. Now, remember that our brain thinks in images. Our brain doesn't think in words. And what's more, our brain tends to think in moving images, like a movie. And so as we write our vision, we want to use words and language that evoke images in our brain and those we share our vision with, for example, your team members. So when you share your vision, one of the tests that you can ask is, do I see a movie in my head as I read this vision out loud? And does someone else see a movie in their head? So using active language, writing in present tense as though things are happening currently, is part of creating that moving image experience. So now I want to invite you to vision 2021. How will 2021 be for you? What is it that is going to make 2021 better for you? How do you want to experience 2021? This is not about doing more. This is not about increasing revenue necessarily. This question is about how do you want to experience your life and your business in 2021? Imagine it's December 31st and you're reflecting on your year and you are tickled pink with how the year has gone, how much joy and happiness you've experienced in 2021. So I'm asking you to imagine forward to 12 months from now and you're reflecting on the year. It's been an incredible year and you're defining the experience you're having. Describe that experience. Write down everything that has happened that's creating that experience for you. And I invite you to really start this with looking at your personal life, because after all, work supports life, not the other way around. So how is your business supporting your quality of life? And you can refer back to the Wheel of Life in your strategic planning workbook and look at each area of your life and think through, how are you experiencing each area of your life? For example, how are you experiencing your relationships? How are you taking care of yourself? How are you showing up as a leader? How are you connecting spiritually? Next, think about, how has your business supported you in the last year? What is going on in your business that is creating a high quality of life for you? Now I'm going to walk you through the different aspects of your business to help you really flesh this out with some detail. So imagine it's 12 months from now and you're celebrating that you have had the most profitable year ever in your business. What's happening that's causing that? Now remember, profit is the reward for the entrepreneurial risk that you bear. So it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep. And profit is above and beyond what your business pays you to work in the business as a team member. Because after all, if we're being honest, team members don't necessarily lose sleep at night worrying about cash flow like a business owner does. We business owners do that, and we need to be rewarded for that. So what have you done in your business? What system have you put in place, like Profit First, that is supporting you in having strong profitability in your business? And if you've had some setbacks in 2020 with profitability because of COVID, what are you doing that is helping you become more resilient and strong with respect to profitability in the business? Next, think about the sweet spot of your business. Now, your sweet spot, this is where we do pumpkin planting with our clients in the Better Business, Better Life program. And all of our clients focus on identifying that sweet spot. And it's the intersection of who your top clients are, your unique offering, and what your top clients value most about what you're delivering, and your process for delivering around the sweet spot. So I want you to imagine you have a strong sweet spot in place in your business. Think about what's going on and that you're getting to engage with wonderful clients who are a joy for your team and you to serve. What are your clients saying to you? What does your team say about your clients? And imagine that your offering is very clearly defined in the marketplace and positions you very uniquely so that you are not encountering price pressure and you have strong systems in place around that sweet spot. Think about what you're experiencing, how you feel about that. What does your team experience when that's going on in your business? And now imagine that you have strong systems in place around that sweet spot and things move along easily and are accomplished. There's very few mistakes. Communication happens as it needs to happen. There is clarity. What is that experience like? And imagine that you are moving closer and closer to the experience of your business being able to operate without you for an extended period of time. What is that like? What's gone on? What have you put in place to make that happen? And imagine you have a great culture. How is your team experiencing working for you? What do they say about their job and about you as a leader? What are you hearing your clients say about your team members? Imagine that you have a great culture that attracts A players and there's positive word on the street about working for you. What is that word on the street? What do people say about their job with you when they're at a picnic or at a barbecue with their friends? And imagine that you have a strong system for attracting A players in your business and you're no longer having to scramble to cover open roles. And not only that, you have highly engaged team members who are working in the right seats in the business and they're getting to work from their strengths. What is that experience like? So let yourself really embrace this vision for a moment and experience it. See the vision in your head. Imagine you're growing as a leader, you're uncovering blind spots, and because of that, you are showing up more and more powerfully and effectively. How do others experience you? Think about how you stand and hold yourself in that place as a leader. What kinds of emotions are you experiencing in that place? What actions do you take in that place? More importantly, what actions do you stop taking in that place? So I hope these prompts have helped you really start to flesh out a compelling vision. A few things to hold in mind. Remember to use active language and speak in the present tense as if it's currently happening. You want to be able to see the vision playing like a movie in your head. And you want to share your vision with your team members. this is where things get really exciting because now you have the opportunity to start inviting others to support the vision. And you also have the opportunity to look for ways that your team members' personal goals can be aligned with the vision. And as I've written about in the How to Hire the Best book, this is one of the most powerful ways to build engagement on the team and get everyone rowing in the same direction in the business. When we can connect our team members' goals to a compelling business vision and share that and describe that connection for our team members and show them the role that they can play in helping the business achieve the vision and how doing so is going to benefit them by helping them achieve their personal goals, then we will have very highly engaged team members on our team. The other thing to know about vision is that it creates the expectation. It creates a sense of this is what is going to happen. And the more we refer to our vision and read it and see it in our minds will work to close the gap between the current reality and the vision. And we will spot opportunities that will move us faster and more effectively towards our vision. So again, think about that survival trap image. And when we have that vision clearly in front of us, all of a sudden we will start aligning our actions more and more in alignment with our vision. For those of you who are in our Better Business, Better Life program and you're working through this exercise, I encourage you to bring your vision into your group and share it with your peers and our strategists so that we can be a part of supporting you on this vision. And if you are not in our Better Business, Better Life program and you're curious about it and think it might be a good next step for you, particularly if you are intent on designing a business that really supports your life in 2021, your first step with us is to take our assessment at tapthepotential.com/assessment. From that, you'll have an opportunity to debrief your assessment with a member of our team and talk about the Better Business, Better Life program to see if it's a good fit for you. Here's to a fantastic 2021. Remember, small steps forward taken in a consistent direction lead to big change in a fairly short period of time. I hope your vision is exciting and compelling. It's time to take those small steps forward and make it happen. If your business is taking over your life and you're ready to take your life back, Tap the Potential's Better Business, Better Life program could be just what you're looking for. By the end of your first year in our program, you will have more time for what matters to you and more money in your bank account than ever. Get started. Take our assessment at tapthepotential.com/assessment. Thank you for spending time with us today. Join our conversation in the Profit by Design podcast Facebook group. Share your thoughts on today's episode, ask us questions, and let us know what you want to hear about next. Visit our website at profitbydesignpodcast.com to access resources from our sponsors and tools we've created for you. Subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to right now. There's a subscribe button right there. Go ahead and hit it so that you always get a notification when we release a new episode. And finally, share our podcast with a friend if you know a friend who would enjoy it. Thanks again for listening. This is real life business. Keep your chin up. Keep moving forward. You got this.